Pundit Game Time of this Monday. I realise that I don't think I've been here for the Pundit Game in 3 or 4 weeks.
And you're only mad to get back to it.
Completely out of practice. Opened with this one today. What do you call a cow that plays the guitar? A musician. Yeah.
Oh, you may have been away for 3 weeks, but you didn't lose it.
Owen and Gerge, Brackley Landscape and Bang on the Money. Overthinking it slightly. Bridget, saying musical. And also Dylan under the same guise. I will accept it.
Yeah, fair enough, like.
But I suppose it could be, what do you call a miserable played by cows, a musical. I'll come back to that next week and I'll pretend that I never said that. Now, Fionnuala, to you.
I'll allow you out that. Why didn't the woman want to go on a date with the gardener?
I don't know.
Because he was too rough around the hedges.
That was good.
That was good.
That was the first genuine laugh you got of me.
I know, it's been a while. Pun to game and one.
I want to give you another cow one.
All right, okay.
Where do cows go on holidays?
Moo York?
Moo York! Oh, yes! Well
amazing.
Done!
You could also say, you could also have Moo Zealand.
Oh.
Couldn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, you could.
Fionnuala, back to you.
How much room is needed for fungi to grow? No, fungi. Yeah.
Mushroom.
As mushroom as possible.
Ah, yes. Ah, yes. Oh, yes. The studio audience, they like that a little bit too much. Another one, another cow one.
Oh, what is the... Okay, go on.
Why are cows banned from Amsterdam?
Because they... No, I don't know.
Cows are banned from Amsterdam because the stakes would get too high.
Oh, yes! Loving the cow theme here. Okay.
I'm out of cow jokes, just in case you're waiting, always going to come with another cow one. I'm done.
That's it. Okay. I will wrap up from my side until before we open it up to you. Why are hairdressers never late for work?
I don't know why hairdressers are never late for work.
Because they know all the shortcuts.
Ah, yes. Of course they do.
Oh, it's glorious, Dave. I'm glad to have you back.
Shane gets us underway here.
Right.
087-1102-107 for your own, please. Yesterday, there should have been a lot of dad jokes floating around the economy. What do you call a priest who wants to be a solicitor?
No, I don't know.
Father-in-law. Excelente. Excelente.
Fire today.
The Ponde game. Big shout out to Matthew from Megan. Matthew's in Fermanagh. He's flat out putting out slurry. I sincerely hope he enjoyed and appreciated the cow jokes today.
Oh, like, I mean, there was an excellent theme going on there.
We go to a different Megan with jokes. What did one duck say to the other duck in summertime?
Very specific setup, and I don't have a clue.
Wasn't that a quacking day?
Oh God! Was there a need for that accent? Was there?
Megan didn't specify, but I thought it would add some spice.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. I like this one from Niall. Right.
That's from who?
Niall.
Hello, Niall.
I was on a date with a woman, and she said to me, "I'm a big country fan." So, trying to impress her, I replied, "Well, Russia's pretty large." She's a big country fan.
Okay.
A fan of big countries.
Yes.
He said Russia's pretty large.
Russia?
Yeah.
I heard Rush.
Well, I said Russia. Do you deliberately try and just ruin my jokes? Is that it? When I'm delivering them? Niall, I'm sorry about that now because that was Dave's pure ignorance.
If we're going international, why should you never run with a set of Scottish bagpipes?
I've already decided I'm not going to laugh at this.
You could end up getting kilt.
No, not letting you out with that.
Like
then.
Killed, but kilt. You shouldn't run with a set of Scottish bagpipes. Because you could end up getting kilt.
You're going to have to rely on the studio audience that one. I'm still sore about your response. What is the difference between black-eyed peas and chickpeas?
I don't know.
You do know.
I don't know.
Black-eyed peas could sing us a tune, but chickpeas can only hum us one. Yeah? Love it.
Has anyone ever actually used WD-40 to get rid of mice?
Don't think it's a recommended thing to use.
You're right, it doesn't work, but it does stop them squeaking.
All right.
Can I give you an original?
Oh, is this wise?
It's about me.
All right.
Little known fact.
Mm-hmm.
I used to DJ on Ireland's biggest roundabouts. But don't worry, I don't mix in those circles anymore.
I like that one. Okay, wrapping up from my side now.
Yes.
What do you call an eagle that's sick?
Oh, I know this and I've heard this before. Oh, damn it, I don't know, Fionnuala. You're going for the win here.
An illegal. Terrible. Terrible.
I'd say that was the worst finisher's joke we've had in quite a while.
Yeah, it really has. Today would be prime for a bonus joke considering how bad things were there.
Yeah. iRadio in the afternoon.
With Dave and Fionnuala.
iRadio in the afternoon
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.